On Daf Yudalid Amud Beis in the Darim, we have a Gemara that describes someone who makes a shvua by the Torah. If someone makes a shvua by the Torah, if the intention is to make a shvua by the askaros of the Torah, the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so people make a shvua b'Hashem, and that would be a significant shvua. If, however, the intention was by the holy parchment of the parchment of the Torah, which is the subject of today, is holy, but at the end of the day, it doesn't have the status of the askaros. The Gemara says the individual's intention might depend on where the Sefer Torah is laying. If the Sefer Torah is in his arms, so then he's thinking about the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If, however, the Sefer Torah is on the floor, those are the words of the Gemara, Monach Ara, so then in such a case, Machta Al Ara, so then in such a case, the halacha is that he thinks about the parchment and his Shvua would not be chal. Here there's a machlokes rishonim. What are we talking about when we're talking about a Sefer Torah that's sitting on the ground? The Ran quotes many who say it doesn't mean that chas v'chalila the Sefer Torah is sitting on the ground, but rather, because Kedusha Sefer Torah demands a higher Kedusha, but rather we're talking about that the Sefer Torah is not in his arms. And when the Sefer Torah is in front of him, so then in such a case, he's thinking not of the words of the Torah. The Mizrahi, in his Shal Zechuvas, the Chuvas of Re'im in Simim Memtes, says a beautiful idea. He says when a person is holding on to the Sefer Torah, then he's thinking about the Chashivos of the Sefer Torah. He's being connected to the Sefer Torah. In such a case, he's being connected to the highest Madrigas of the Torah, and that is Askaras Hashem. However, if it's in front of him, even on a bima, in such a case, he's not necessarily thinking about it. So the closer you have the Sefer Torah to you, the closer you are to Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the even the halachic writing of the Re'im. However, the Mefarish actually learns that the Sefer Torah was on the ground, and the pshat over here is that the individual assumes that even if the Gvilim has been designated for Sefer Torah, nevertheless, if it's on the ground, so then in such a case, it doesn't have the Askaros, and the Sefer Torah doesn't have Kedusha. One of my great Rabbeim, Rabbi Zion Vosner, who's a Rav of mine in Ramat Beit Shemesh, has a tshuva to his father, the Shevet HaLevi, in Chelek Ches of his Shailas Utshuvas. And the Shaila was a fascinating Shaila that relates to the status of the parchment of the Sefer Torah. And that is as follows. There's a Farish HaHalacha in Simen Reish Tzadi in Yoredeya that one is not allowed to take a Sefer Torah that has a Parsha that is written on it, Parsha of Shema, and add to it and turn that into a mezuzah. In other words, if one is going to add to the bottom of the gvil of a Sefer Torah and turn it into a mezuzah by adding to the Parsha of Shema, so then in such a case, that is not appropriate because you're being moreid Mikdushas Sefer Torah. However, the Maram Mipado is quoted by the Rama over there. The Maram Mipado appears in Simen Pei Dalid, says that halacha only applies that you're not allowed to cut off from the gvil of the Sefer Torah. In other words, in the case of Sefer Torah with the mezuzah turning into mezuzah, they wrote on the extra klaf, the mezuzah, adding to the Shema of the Sefer Torah on the bottom. The Maram Mipado says that halacha only applies if the Sefer Torah is in use. However, he talks about a Sefer Torah that is posel. If you have a Sefer Torah that is posel and it needs to be fixed, and in fixing the Sefer Torah, you would cut off pieces of the parchment. There are pieces of the parchment that need to be removed in this posel Sefer Torah, says the Maram Mipado, that's a davar poshut, then in such a case, one would not be violating, taking something and being mored, it's Kedusha, because hafuch, you are making the Sefer Torah better. My Rebbe, Rebbe Zion Vosner, asked his father the following shaila. What happens if a person has a Sefer Torah? And this was very common for the old-timers out there. You'll remember the old Sifrei Torah used to be extremely, extremely heavy. And Rav Vosner asked his father, there's a Sefer Torah that is not being used because it's so heavy. and the space of the gvil is quite large, of the gvilim, of the parchment, could one cut down the size of the Sefer Torah by simply cutting down the parchment in a manner that would be still kosher lahalacha? So here we have the actual Maram Mipado dealt with that question, Simon Pei Dalad. Maram Mipado was asked that by a sofer, but in possibly a slightly different case, that the sofer had suggested that there was a heavy Sefer Torah and he wanted to cut down the parchment. And the Maram Mipado said, no, he said, you shouldn't do it. It sounded like he felt that in such a case it would be a zilzal being morid from the Kedushas HaGvilin as well. But Rav Tzion Vosner, when he asked his father, was speaking about a Sefer Torah that would not be used. It's not clear in the Maram Mipado's case that the Sefer Torah would no longer be used. So Rav Vosner answers his son and says that Mi'ikr Dedina, if the Sefer Torah is not being used, then he doesn't see how much better that situation is than a Sefer Torah that was pasul that the Maram Mipado allowed for cutting of the parchment. However, he said, if we're talking about a case where most people can't do Hagba on that Sefer Torah, but there are people that can, he's not sure that he would be able to allow it. Hayotze Midvarenu, that it seems that Rav Vosner was willing to push the Maram Mipado a little further than quoted in the Ramah. That the Maram Mipado quote in the Ramah says that the Kedushas Gilyon that we saw that's less and different than the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah that we have in the Nedarim on Yud Dalet, one would be allowed to actually remove it and put it into Geniza, even though it's now being removed from the Sefer Torah. In a case of where the Sefer Torah was pasul, and you're making it into a Sefer Torah kosher, Rav Vosner, it seemed, felt that one could even remove those Kedushas Gvilin, as we saw that in our Gemara, it has an entirely different status if the Sefer Torah would not be used at all. A fascinating Shaila that connects to the fascinating expression of our Gemara of the Sefer Torah, Hamachta A'ara.